Hola, más para. Uy, ah, que es un buen amor, ¿sabes cómo es?
No worry. That's that means silence.
You know what's funny?
Deshaun, what's up?
We see the message he facepalm. He sent the facepalm emoji, and it was like my fault.
But like, yeah, like I agree with like what everybody was saying. Like, I think like music, like I think music like has to have like different standards for like different people. Cause, like when different people listen to music, they also have different standards. So like, I feel like if the like yeah, like what like beat selection, things like that. Also, like, with, like, what type of instruments are in, like, the background. Like, it's, like, if you take, like, you know, like, if you go to, like, a cat, like, when you watch a movie with, like, a Catholic church or something, they play, like, a certain type of music yeah. that, like, can influence, like, your emotion. So I feel like they, like, understood, like, that music could, like, influence your emotion. And that's the big thing that, like, people, like, that make music do. They try to influence how you feel and all that shit.
Yeah. Go.
But you sound a little muffled.
I do.
Yeah.
Shit, that's the best I can do.
he sound okay. He just sound low.
Yeah, that's the best I can do. All
right.
Because the signal in my room is stuck.
Is this thing on?
Yeah. Did you have any more
things? No, I was just, that was a random topic. But like I said, that's making sure people like are really questioning the lyrics and how important it is in today's, you know, music. That's all I was trying to get to. But anything else?
Bro, everybody in this, wait, what did you say?
Lyrics from like a society is very important, but like subjectively.
Oh, you glitch?
Yeah. Your first few words were glitch.
Philosophically, I believe that lyrics are important because they influence the way you think, like the way you behave. So I do think it's important, but I can't, like, I guess subjectively it's different.
I have a question though. You know how you just said like philosophically, like lyrics like influence that, right?
Yeah.
So, basically lyrics are words, right?
Yeah.
So like words are sounds. So, like, what if, like, I guess, like, technically speaking, like, since words or sounds, like influence you because of, like, their meaning, certain sounds can, like, sounds meaning, like, that aren't words can also, like, influence, like, how you feel. So, like, what if, like, those sounds could be, like, words for, like, certain people, although, like, they're not technically words?
I understand what you mean by my context. To be along the same lines of if...
What you mean? Huh? I'm saying like words are basically like they're sounds, but they have meanings behind them. So like for certain people listening to music, they can find like an instrumental.
I'm not talking about it's objective meaning.
We said what?
I'm not talking about like subjective meaning. I'm talking about objective.
He was not talking about subjectively.
Like objectively. Matter and stuff like that.
I mean, then again, this goes into the whole how you phrase things, because you can say the word disenchanted in a multitude of different ways, and people will take it a certain way. So how you phrase in a song, this is why people, when they sing or when they rap, you have to phrase it in a way that people can understand how you are taking the song.
It's also like when you put like emphasis on certain words too, because like if you say like a certain word, like you just say like we're talking right now, like it wouldn't have like much of an emphasis on it. But if you say like with like aggression or something, it like can like impact how you feel. So like it's not only like the word that's being said; it's also like the sound that's.
Yeah, it's the phrasing of the word and how it's broken up.
Yeah. So, are we switching topics?
Sure.
What's talked about so far?
Just me being weird. Not gonna
We're talking about the effects of lyrics.
Okay. So, like Amir, what if you only had like a little bit of milk left, right? He decides to get one more bowl of cereal.
Dude,
you finish the cereal. You have like a cup of milk left, bro. Are you still going to pour out the rest of your milk or are you going to drink it? Because like you don't have that much milk left.
I want to get some more cereal. Tell me if I want to get some more cereal.
No, nah, bro. What you doing with your leftover milk if you don't have any more left in the fridge? Are you in there like...
You might as well just...
Okay, at that point, yeah, I'm going to drink it. At that point, yeah. That's different. That's different than life. You have no milk.
No.
I'm kind of wasting. I can see, like, as a kid, I kid you not, I was kind of wasting because I was looking.
You're not no kid no more, nigga.
I was spoiled rotten. So it's a natural habit for me when I do like pour milk out. It's a natural habit because I was spoiled rotten. And we always have more milk left. So, it was not my fault. Like,
Amir,
old habits still picking up.
I'm here thinking of African children right now.
You know what?
Think about Abdullah family. So,
that's funny. That's funny. Oh my gosh. That was unnecessary. But yeah.
But really interesting as well. Abdullah's talking about like how basically words are sounds. What do you think the role of the meaning or the intent behind your song? How does that play in shaping the song? How people perceive that song?
Bro, because I know with certain albums and certain
for example, that was real. The music is like very kind of demonic. The lyrics are demonic, and like the music, the beat is like kind of demonic. So, like they're like when I get them to make a song, they're in their headspace trying to make it demonic or evil.
Hear you, but it's hard to hear you.
I don't know what you said, got lost in translation.
So, and communication. I was basically saying like how you feel about the song, your intent behind the song, like it. It affects how people perceive that song.
Yeah,
that's true.
How important that is when you're making a song to be in that headspace of what you're trying to do.
Yeah. Hey, stop whistling. Hold on. Anyway, I agree.
This dude Kendrick has a whole song about coochie, and half the people who listen to it don't even know what he's talking about.
That's how you know, that's lyrical genius. Because people only know that one song, Honey, is about, not about honey.
Bro.
That's
lyrical genius?
Yeah, that takes some lyrical finesse.
Bro, how do you feel about production, though? When it comes to it? Because, you know, have you ever heard, a beat that was so beautiful that it took you to, a place?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bro, Mac Miller beats used to be like that, bro. Mac Miller could pick some beats, bro. On me.
I don't know what.
Where was it?
It was like atmospheric rap, kind of. It was nice.
I can get out of that. I don't lately have been listening to classical music or game music. It's more like atmospheric. How you describe it? Beautiful.
Cause when music and games, it's if it's an adventure game, they put more adventurous music and it kind of even though the music doesn't have to have words in it, you get the meaning behind it.
Yeah.
So I guess you could imagine yourself in a game or whatever, or just doing stuff.
I think in order to make good art, speaking in the context of games, every aspect has a stand, a part from the whole, but come together to make a beautiful whole.
So,
I think the music should reflect the overall feeling of the whole game. So, it's a adventure game, and you're on a basic hero journey. You're gonna have your ups and downs, so the music should reflect that.
I was just watching a video about this dude DJ Swivel, who was doing a song with a technically sent the beat over to one of the Korean boy bands or whatever, and we was all watching Genius. And I was seeing him actually break down how he did it, the video was 5 minutes, but it took him weeks to get it together because it was first of all, it was 10 different progressions, and they're all broken up to the point where it don't sound like it's 10; it sounds like it's 2 different drums. but it's really like 10 different drum beats smashed together, plus the synths, plus guitar, plus different guitar chords, and a few pianos, piano keys that were compressed and then added with filters and added voice filters to make the voices unrecognizable to become part of the overall sound, plus other ad-libs, plus backing vocals that got layered. Like, production has got complex than it has during the time of, you know, when Thriller was being made, when Quincy Jones, it's evolved a lot.
That's what makes it more, that's what makes it more exciting.
Yes.
Definitely. I can feel it in a way.
Yeah, and that's why I have appreciation for it now, because when I was a little kid, I just thought it was a bunch of, like, people just making sounds on the computer, and I'm just like, now it's way more complex.
But, like, do you watch Tiny Desk Concert?
I heard about it. I didn't watch it.
To me, like, the cool thing about that is, like, you can, like, basically, when you listen to, like, an artist's song, like, you can, like, actually hear the song, like, when you just play it on your phone, like, how they made, like, the instrumental on a computer and all that. But when they actually, like, go to, like, Tiny Desk Concert, they perform, I feel like there's something about, like, live performing, like, they're just, like, I don't know, there's something, like, just good, like.
That interaction with
way better.
The crowd, yeah. That's what I like about it.
Plus, I like seeing, like, how an artist, like, works in, like, person, like, how they sound in person.
And how they work in the studio, how their work ethic is. I love watching them. I love watching studio moments. Yeah. Studio moments are interesting because you get to see how an artist actually makes this stuff. It's not just a bunch of people that the artist just says, do this, do that. They're actually there doing it. They're helping. That's why I admire Beyonce's work ethic, regardless of anybody say, because she actually knows, like, 18 different scales. I didn't even know there was that many scales in the world. She knows Egyptian scales. Didn't know that existed. She knows Mesa Maladin scales.
Yeah.
Like, that. Like, these are scales that people don't even know exist. And she knows them. That's why I respect musicianship.
She was talking about that, like, Egyptian scales, like, how you went to, like, different, I traveled to different places and learned more about music.
Yeah, especially, like, Latin. Like, Latin scales, like, the way that they sing, it's all one fluid circular motion sound. So, like, when you do riffs in music today, it sounds like steps. But over there, when they do scales, it all sounds like a circular motion. Like, it's all one sound moving at the same time. And that's different than what you see over here. So that's why I'm like, there's a bunch of different scales out there, but nobody knows they exist because nobody, like, looks for them.
Yeah.
That's a good part of musicianship, though. When you're able to know stuff like that and present them.
Bro, you trying to move on to the next topic? Okay, I'm bro. Oh my god.
Bro, what you want?
Okay, I'm gonna try to, like, link this topic and, like, my topic together a little bit. This is my first topic though.
Okay.
So, like, a big part of, like, when you think, like, you know how we were just talking about production and all that, right? Sounds and music and all that.
Yeah.
When you think of, like, rap, basically, hip hop, when you think of a beat maker, who do you think of when you think of a beat maker that raps?
That raps? Ooh.
Kanye. He come to mind.
Yeah, I think Kanye.
Travis.
Maybe Dr. Dre.
Can we really call Dre a rapper, though?
Guest rappers, a few of his songs too. So yeah, Pharrell, Swiss Beats. Yeah.
Bro, what the fuck did you say?
What happened?
I tried to walk away.
You said what?
No, I said I tried to walk away. I don't know if you heard my season,
but like my basic point was, like, when you think, like of a beat maker and, like, a rapper in hip hop, who's the most, who's like the top one that you think of, like, the one that comes to your head first?
Dre.
Devil Trio.
Devil Trio. What the fuck is that?
I heard that name. I have no idea who it is.
It's an interesting group. That's all I can say.
I have no idea who they are.
The music, but the beats are just so, to me, they're so unique. Like, but yeah.
Okay.
What's up, boys? They got some good beats, melody.
Bro, bro. It's looking a little bit hard to understand what you be saying.
Everything is shocking, spirit.
I said the Suicide Boys got beautiful beats.
So you said beat makers?
A beat maker who's also a rapper.
Yeah, producer slash rapper.
Yeah. Shit,
I
can't think of
none. Behold. Out there a lot. A lot of MCs decide to make their own productions.
I can't think of producers, though. Off of SoundCloud, but that's it.
But I feel like when I, like, if you ask me to think of, like, if you ask me what came to my head first, when I think of, like, a beat maker who also, like, raps, my first, like, the first person that comes to my head is Kanye.
Yeah, I know.
He'd be, like, the first overall person that I would think of. It's, like, I don't know, like, I feel like his, like, when you listen to, like, his beats, like, that shit is, like, magical. I don't know.
But Kanye was never alone when he did all of his stuff. He always had somebody that was more experienced to help him out. That's why the song that he did with that Timbaland helped him do, which was you know what I'm talking about, right?
Which song?
The one where he took a sample from what the heck is that name? The European dance pop European dance pop duo that everybody knew. He took a sample from them. Like, they're really known. They work with The Weeknd. They're the same guys that work with The Weeknd. They work with the helmets. You know what I'm talking about, right? No. Daft Punk.
Dead Mouse.
Daft Punk. That's the name. So, when they make that song of, you know, that work here, makes you do it. Timbo helped fix that. Because Kanye did not know the right. Kanye was like having a hard time understanding the key, so he always had people more experienced help him out. So it wasn't Kanye by himself entirely. I'm just making that clear.
But everybody has people in their corner. Nobody does it alone.
Right.
Bro, I swear, like, his album called Yandy was supposed to motherfucking come out, but that motherfucker was playing games and pushed that shit back. Bro, I literally waited till 3 a.m. to listen to that shit. And I was like, where the fuck is it at?
I got word from, I follow Music Daily World on Instagram, and I got word about it. They would talk about some Kanye pushed it back in November. I was dying. People in the comments talking about some, hey, you can keep it if you keep pushing it back. Bro,
that shit pissed me the fuck off. I was mad as hell.
Give me another Carter file around here.
Dog, like, oh my God.
Another Carter file.
Bro.
Five.
Like, did you hear, like, the snippet that he released for it?
No.
Bro, he released a snippet, bro. That shit sounded beautiful.
I haven't heard it. I'm ready to hear it.
That shit sounded amazing. I was like, God damn, like, that shit sounded like it was, like, I don't know. It just sounded great. Like, it was crazy. But, like, the crazy thing, like, the weirdest shit, like, ever, right? Because I was mad that he ain't released the fucking album, right? A few days later, Kanye came to my fucking school.
Oh yeah, that's, I heard about that. I sent over his Instagram. I sent the video to my friends, my music junkie friends who I'm in Instagram chat with. Everybody's going crazy. They was like, oh, okay.
Bro, that shit was crazy. Like, I was sitting in fucking class, bro. And then, like, they were saying, I think Kanye's here. So I thought it was bullshit. And so I wasn't listening. I was about to put my head back down and go to sleep. And then I saw a video. I was like, oh shit, hold on. Bro. I was looking
through
all these
your
class.
I legit was in my dorm room and I heard this and I was like, nothing. He's a block away? What is he doing here?
Bro, that shit was crazy. Like, he was at the fucking school and he was like standing on top of a fucking desk. Alright. So I'm gonna go into my next topic. Like, my next topic is basically like communication. Mm-hmm. How does like the way that you communicate like affect like the way that people view you? How do you think it is for yourself?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you feel like, do you think like your communication affects how people view you?
Yes. Because not everybody who has like good ideas knows how to communicate them effectively. Like Kanye, for example. This man low-key be having some good ideas. But the way he be, like, explaining it makes him sound ignorant.
Yeah.
And therefore, the public looks at him like an ignorant person, and they look at him like he's dumb. Well, really, he be speaking a lot of truth sometimes.
You know how you said how you just said like I mean, Mary just said like the like people be helping him make beats and shit. I feel like somebody needs to help him like help him break down his thoughts too. Like he need to have somebody there to do that.
His PR age need to be fired because they ain't helped him yet.
Because I under like friends like, but most of the things that he says like I understand what he means, but like the way he says it, like I feel like other people will ignore like the fact of like what he means, but like will like directly into like the what am I trying to say? Like what it sounds like he means basically. It's like an example is like the 13th Amendment thing, right? He said he wants to abolish the 13th Amendment. Then he went back and said like he had to explain that he didn't mean abolish like the amendment that abolished slavery.
I heard about that.
He was actually talking about how like the how modern slavery is basically like the prison system basically.
Right.
When you go in there, like they can like fucking snatch your life away.
Pretty much. That is public in prison protest now.
Yeah, like that's like I feel like he makes like a lot of sense. Like the way he fucking talks, man.
Communication's horrible.
I was like, goddamn, because like even like with the fucking TMZ shit, I was like, bro, like I don't even know if he fucking heard this stuff when he talked.
He don't, and what part, I feel bad because this man like people. This is why I'm on Instagram, right? And I don't like all artists, and I don't sometimes like him, but I defend him because people think he really is like truly like ignorant completely. He's not.
To me, like the way he talks is like confusing. I mean, like I understand like a majority like what he says to like it's like clear to me because I know like the type like I know how he thinks. But, like, the general population, like, I feel like people as a whole, like, we're kind of, like, attracted to negativity, like, as a whole. Like it's like when somebody does something, I'm saying, like, when somebody does something positive, like, nobody really gives a fuck. But we're, like, if somebody says somebody shot up a school, like, everybody, like, would talk about that shit. So, like, I feel like it's kind of, like, that way, like, when he talks, because, like, he makes sense, but, like, he makes sense, but doesn't make sense, like... He you can see like what he means, but like he doesn't communicate in the best way. So like with like the when he said slavery is a choice, right? Like if you listen to that, like literally, it sounds like he's saying like basically like our ancestors like chose to be enslaved.
Yeah.
But that wasn't really what he was saying. He was talking about like, being like mentally enslaved in today's world, like because people. I feel like people. He was like basically saying like people like mentally trap themselves so they like won't elevate, basically.
Yeah,
like that's what he was trying to say. But like, I feel like he should have said that instead of saying slavery is a choice. Like, what?
This man was like 200 years. Way that sounds like a choice. I'm like,
it's like, bro, like,
yeah, that sounded way too general. You should have specified that completely because the general public, when you hear slavery, the general public starts to cringe up very quickly.
Yeah. And another thing is like, Kanye has a reputation for saying like wild things that don't make sense. So now, when he says something that does make sense, people automatically assume that it doesn't make sense. Yeah. You know?
They give him a skeptic face. I'm going to read y'all a sliver of this guy I'm connected to on Instagram called The Cultural Guru. He was talking about Kanye. And I'm going to just read you a small section that I think is the most important. So this is what they said. He said, he is not as stupid and uninformed as he acts because he still had the time to comment on unhealthy obsession with social media. Kanye is a complete narcissist come in a coon. He's also married and screwed up his way into white culture because of his own internalized self-hate and capitalistic ambitions. The fact that he only pulls out this nonsense when he's ready to make money proves the point. The fact that he finds anything remotely appropriate or witty about succumbing to white supremacy, making him another Uncle Tom in black, and he will no longer have my support. So
okay, let me break that down real quick. First of all, with the white supremacy shit, right?
Yeah. Right.
It's like here's how I view it, right? When he put on the Trump hat, right?
Right.
He's gonna put on the Trump hat, and he said like, well, he said like that he said he likes Trump, right?
Right.
To me, like, if another person says that, right? Like, I see it as like being like one way, but like when Kanye says it, I see it as being like this way. Like, for instance, like Kanye, like he's the type of person that likes people like that break odds, right? And technically speaking, like, who the fuck thought Trump would win?
Right. Yeah, nobody.
Nobody was rooting for this guy.
It was just like by chance he happened.
So like Kanye like likes the idea of people like doing the unexpected kind of. So he's the person that does it unexpected himself. Like he does unexpected things like the Taylor Swift shit. Like nobody expected him to do that. So yeah. he's a person that likes people like that. That do the unexpected to like, and like, I don't know. He just likes human progression basically. So like I feel like the fact like I don't have to agree with somebody in order to listen to their music, like agree with somebody's political views. So I feel like the black culture, like I feel like the black culture kind of tries to tell you what to think. That's why I like, that's the thing I kind of like about him, like, cause like he's able to think the way he thinks.
He's a freelance thinker. That's what they call it.
Yeah. Cause like the black culture will get the fuck, like they'll get on your ass for doing something that goes against like the common norm. Black thought.
Yeah, the norm.
Which can influence like your entire life. Like one of the things that I agree with what he said, right? He said like that he wanted like one of the things he said he wanted Kaepernick to meet with Trump. So if he said to like a normal black person, they'll be like, what the fuck is he doing? He's a dumbass, right?
Yeah.
But in order for like black people and Trump to find a goddamn common agreement, it takes communication, but if nobody wants to communicate on either side, we can never find a common ground. So that's what like I agree with his movement, like Kanye's movement of like what he's trying to do. Like even like when he talk about opening up schools, I feel like he's in a better place right now than he was like fucking before. Because yeah. He's actually like I feel like he got some type of motivation or something to like do more.
And he's credible. He's a credible person. Like when you think of Kanye, you think of like this powerful. Think of this like a Jay-Z type. He's very connected. He's very, very well connected. He has the ethos to back up everything that he's involved in.
But I think one of like the major problems though, like, here's the problem that I agree with, like, with other people about. His pride. Kanye, his pride is super high. So like when he talks, right? When he talks, like, he kind of thinks, like, that he's, like, I feel like sometimes he thinks he's, like,
higher than he is.
Like, he knows that, like, I feel like he, like, views himself as being on a high pedestal, basically.
He has no humble nature to speak of right now. That's my issue.
Like, I don't have a problem because the music is entertaining. Like, that's why I don't have a problem with it. But, like, when he talks, and expresses like his thought. He has like he views himself as being like so high that like he talks like as a high figure basically.
Yeah, transcending other people.
Yeah, but I think like the major problem with that, like the reason why it happens, is because like he has too many yes men.
Yeah, that's kind of like that same thing with Nicki Minaj. She has too many people in her head talking about who she is and that she's queen and stuff like that.
Like
we got 10 people like that.
Yeah. It's like the thing about me, right? I don't want everybody telling me that what I say is a good idea. Because, right. Hell no. Like, sometimes you got to take a person aside and say, like, man, that was a dumbass decision. Like, I feel like what the fuck is going on in the background?
You're right.
I want to bring that up. So, to y'all, do y'all think that pride shoots at credibility?
It depends.
Like, do you guys believe that your credibility can be chipped away at and can deteriorate because of pride?
I think the best.
But what the fuck are you saying? You said what?
I said I think actualized people are aware of the danger away from it, so they are.
Bro,
what?
I don't know what you're saying, bro.
Who is that in the background?
I'm saying, I think the best actualized people are aware of the dangers of pride, so they watch their pride and they're more humble.
I don't know what word you say.
Whoever's in the background is out talking whoever it is.
Yeah, I can't hear what you're saying.
They are out talking you guys.
I think that's the Ivan getting out taught.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yeah, now
repeat what you said, bro.
I'll charge it.
Bro, I don't know what you
said. Bro, come on.
Dude, need a new phone.
Brett Kavanaugh. All right,
what?
I don't know what the fuck, y'all. Like, I can't like hear y'all, so like, I'm gonna answer this question. Like y'all think while I'm answering.
You know.
I said.
Wait, brother, you said what?
I was saying we can talk about Brett Kavanaugh.
Wait, hold on. Answer a mere question. Like, we try to answer a mere question first. He basically asked, like, do you think pride can, like, influence your credibility, basically?
Or chip away at it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, is your pride, like, Kanye, for example, his pride has the capacity to basically shoot at Kanye being a credible source or public figure. So do you think that overall for anybody that's a leader or has an image in the public eye, their credibility is based off of how much his pride can kill him or build him up, or her?
I don't even know.
All right, I would say, yeah.
Oh, Deshaun says you, yeah.
I'm like, all right. I was like, what the hell is going on?
I need to know if you can hear me or not.
Bro, who's...
What?
I apologize. It's busy.
I think the amount of pride that you have can, like, influence, like, your credibility because, like, if somebody has, like, too much pride, like, they're seen as being a fucking asshole, like... If somebody like thinks like too much of themselves, like there's definitely a thing of like a thing as like thinking like you're bigger than you actually are, and like once you think like have that mindset, like when you talk to other people, it affects your communication, and if your communication doesn't seem well to them, it affects their credibility like, when they view you, basically. Because like if they feel like you're talking down on them or talking like a certain way, then like they think like. He, like, I'm not gonna listen to anything he has to say because, like, he's a bullshitter. So, like, I definitely feel like your pride, like, you gotta have to, like, the right amount of, like, pride, like, in order to, like, just communicate, you know, like, maintain, like, your level. I don't know. But different people have different amounts of pride.
And different people have different amount of credibility.
Yeah. But, like, the thing about him, though, it's kind of, like, harder to, like, I don't know, like, like, it's weird when I think about that, because, like, when you are an artist, you get to, like, a certain stage, right? And that, all the work that led up to getting to that stage, like, it gave you, like, this platform, right? So, like, you're kind of, like, solidified as, like, some type of legend. You're solidified, like, as, like...
That's not true as a legend. That's
no, I'm saying like when you get to like a legendary status based off the work you put in before, but like once you get to that status, like, and then like you start to do like kind of like with Kanye because people love Kanye.
Yeah, like people
when,
do.
When you like when you, when you get to this status like that he's at right now, he has some type of solidification, right? So like even when he fucks up, right, when he like talks crazy. Like he still has a following because he's Kanye.
And that's the same thing that goes for any other big stars like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson could move the world if he wanted to, because that's the amount of credibility he has. So with Kanye, it's kind of the same thing. Like he has that amount of credibility, but everybody has a thing that could kill whatever they did in the past.
I think another large part of that is like the amount of people that you affect. Because like when you like let's say like you only affected like. Let's say, like, you're a local rapper or something, right? So that means you only affect the people in the city, right? if you lost credibility on that, even if you were a solidified local rapper, you could lose it all.
Yeah.
Because, like, your crowd is small. But, like, let's say, like, your crowd is the entire country, right? Technically, you can still lose solidification. But when you even affect people outside of your own country,
yeah,
that's when, like, your solidification, like, becomes, like, super strong.
And that's why people, like for example, I hate using this example, BTS. BTS actually spoke at the United Nations. Everybody knows that's what the United Nations is actually where most people actually talk that are like international, like figure, like ambassadors. So when you can get yourself in that position to actually be there and speak to all these ambassadors and people that are of higher status in the government, that's a very high credibility. That's what I'm saying. Like, you have a certain amount of credibility, it allows you to do things that most artists cannot do and most public figures barely have the ability to do. So it's all depending on how far up are you and how it affects people outside the country or even in multiple countries, actually.
Yeah.
So it definitely depends on who you are, like, completely.
And also, like, my question was, like, do you think, like, solidifying yourself in one, like, basically, like, in one area can affect, like, how people view you when you move out of that area? Like, it's like, if a rapper chose to do something, like, if a rapper, like, got involved in, like, politics, basically, and all that shit, they some people will literally say, like, you are a rapper, like, shut the fuck up.
Basically, that even happens in you on different genres. Like, for example, people did not like when Beyonce was an R&B artist and was going to the pop genre. People was like, you are an R&B singer, stay there.
Yeah,
they do that.
And it's like the LeBron thing, like, when that one lady said, basically, like, shut up and dribble.
Michael Jordan became a baseball player for that period of time.
No, Michael sucked. Let's be honest.
It's the same thing. Like, people tell him just don't do that. But who are they to push you and keep you in that box is the question.
Yeah. I think, like, some people try to, like,
limit you.
Like,
you have to know your own limits, though.
That's true. But then if you don't push the limit, how do you know what the limit is?
But how, like, the thing, like,
what? I said, don't you know.
Bro, I don't know what the fuck.
You got your phone in the cup or something?
All right. Can we talk about what is that noise?
Let me do like a quick pause for a second. Here's what I need to do. I don't know what the fuck is going on in the background right now. Since I can't control what's happening in the background, I don't know what the fuck going on. But like, so like, I'm gonna need like you and D-Hawk to like, y'all talk, make sure, like, try to talk loud when y'all talk, cause like, it's hard to even fucking hear shit.
It sounds like somebody in a circus or something.
Yeah, it's hard to hear shit right now.
Yeah, that's me.
Bro, where are you at?
It's like a chill area. Unfortunately, it's busy at 11 o'clock.
Oh, what? Oh, shoot, man. What do you say?
Bro, I don't know what the fuck.
You at a what area?
I'm, never mind. I'm going to just get off the podcast.
Bro, it's like a student center, bro.
All right, before I restart the call, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, now we hear you.
All right.
We go, bro.
Okay, that's better.
So where y'all left off at?
You said what?
We left off at, we were discussing about,
I was just saying, like, what the fuck was that you were saying?
it was definitely something about your credibility.
I was talking about, like, your credit, like, basically, like, you being, like, proficient in one area and, like, being, like, solidified in that area, how, like, that influences you, like, when you move out of that area.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like when, like, if a rapper or a basketball player decides to be, like, political or some shit, people will say, like, shut the fuck up and rap or shut the fuck up and play basketball.
Oh, yeah. They do that even across genres. This is why being a crossover artist is so hard, And that's why people praise the heck out of people like Taylor Swift. She was a country artist and became a pop star overnight. People praise the heck out of that because people can't do that because they're blocked because of the fact of how much success or credibility or pull they have in one genre. That doesn't even just go with politics or transferring into acting. That goes to even your own music.
Yeah. So yeah, I think it just depends on like the person and what their individual story is.
Yeah,
because Drake started off as an actor. Childish Gambino, he started off as a singer, rapper. Now he acting and directing shows and all that. Key and Peele started off doing comedy. Now he messing around directing Get Out, one of the best movies of his year. It just depends. But at the same time, you got stories like when Mike went and played baseball and he sucked. You just have to it's just all about the person and what they're trying to do and whether or not they're good at the new thing that they're trying to do.
That's true.
Another thing I thought about, it doesn't even have to be on a big scale. It's look at just normal people, people somebody staying at that one job that they fucking hate and shit. And them thinking to themselves, I gotta keep this one job. I can't do shit else, right?
Right.
And then there's just people that say I don't like this job, so I'm gonna quit this. Do something that I actually want to do in order to make my life better.
Yeah.
I feel like people can also limit themselves with that shit. They can say this is all I can do.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's always another way. It's even if somebody's homeless or anything like that, I feel like there's always a way to get out of the situation that you're in, but you just have to figure out what way works for you.
Knowing what your limits are is so hard because you have no idea what you're capable of as a human being. You don't because you haven't tried everything. There's a lot of people don't go on roller coasters because they're just I'm stuck. I'm good with, riding go-karts. I can't ride a roller coaster. I'm not good at it. If you haven't tried it, you don't know what your limits
are. Wait, hold on. I'm just about to stop you there. What the fuck do you mean? I'm not good at it.
I mean, I can't handle it. I can't handle being on a roller coaster compared to a go-kart.
I'm about to stop you there again.
I ain't gonna lie.
I fucking hate roller coasters. The reason why I hate them, right? Guess what? When I get on them motherfuckers, I feel like I shut the fuck up.
Don't tell me
you're
scared.
I ain't scared of that shit. I don't like the feeling of feeling like I'm falling. I don't like that fucking feeling. Cause first of all, I don't fuck with heights. So when I'm falling, it feels like I'm finna fall from my death. So I don't.
Are you panicking? No, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. But I don't like the feeling of being dropped. I don't like that fucking feeling. Cause if I want a near death experience, I can do something else. All I gotta do is eat a 500 milligram edible if I want a near death experience. I don't gotta get on all that roller coaster.
I'm screaming.
No.
All right, so Abdullah, would you ever do a VR headset and then watch a video of a roller coaster?
Yeah, have the wind blowing. And all the extra,
I do that. As long as I don't feel like I'm being dropped, I'm good.
Bro, that jump be feeling like a real roller coaster, though. With the right headphones.
Especially when you're looking down and you see the heights, you just be okay.
I feel like when your body feels like it's just falling, you feel like your feet dangling and it's no floor, that shit.
All right, I'm back. What about now?
Yeah, you sound cool.
You're great.
You're golden.
I'm in the laundry room now.
Bro. Okay,
what? You feel like starting a clean slate with the podcast? You feel like starting a clean slate with the podcast? Because there was a lot of interference.
About what?
Yeah, because bro, what the fuck?
Bro, calm down, bro.
A majority of the damn podcast, right, was
background noise.
It was background noise, and I couldn't understand the shit that people were saying. Cause DeAndre kept on glitching. I don't know, he kept on cutting out or some shit. I couldn't
my bad.
The entire podcast was me not being able to hear shit.
The laundry room was the.
I'm saying, are y'all trying to start fresh?
I don't feel like it's over. Yeah. Sorry.
No, we will start over.
His voice is approved out of nowhere.
My bad. My bad. I didn't think
this is a 20th episode. We gotta make this good. No bullshit content.
Oh, this is 20th episode?
bullshit.
We can make
right.
This sound like a bunch of garbage, even though we're saying some really, really good stuff.
I know.
Like, we're saying some really amazing stuff.
We're going to start over.
Okay. We got to start over.
So what, we going
to talk about? No, motherfucker, I said we're going to start over.
We talking about the same topics, or we bringing new topics, or what's the word? What's the move?
We can talk about, like, whatever. I still go with the flow, basically.
We still got a lot of energy. If you can talk about anything y'all want, just bring something.
Another request going on the
podcast. Kevin.
What the fuck are you even saying? I can't hear you. It's the goddamn shit. I'm talking about
the podcast. I'm going on the podcast.
That's just him at this point. I can't hear him either.
Bro, this is what I'm talking about right here. This fucking audio. It sounds like bullshit.
Bro, De'Avon, aren't you just on the east side, bro? What's up with your connection?
A little bit, yeah.
Can y'all hear me, though?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You're perfect, Bernie.
Well, De'Avon, try to talk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Keep on talking.
I don't know what to say.
Is that so?
Yeah, y'all hear that too, though.
He fading in and out.
I don't know what to do.
That's probably his phone. His phone fucked up.
No, this is a new phone.
They got a new phone.
What the hell going on there?
You gonna need a new phone. Yeah, my friend Adam said the Venom movie was good. That's the first good thing I've heard.
No, well, hold on. Here's what we got to do real quick.
Who watched it? First of all, who watched it?
This dude from my high school, who I'm cool with.
Y'all watch it?
I spoiled one scene for myself, but that was it.
I saw it last night.
Hold on, we finna restart the podcast right now,
bro.
Oh my god. Send a new link.
I'm telling y'all. All right.
I don't know how long I have to stay down.